produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you, Lord God, for just who you are, Lord God. And Lord, just continue to keep those that are sometimes throughout their life journey just not able to keep themselves, Lord God. Lord, to continue to keep those that their mindset has gone, Lord God. Lord, restore their mind, Lord God. Restore their faith in you for those that have lost their faith along the way, Lord God. Lord, continue to let them know that you will not leave them nor forsake them, Lord God. Lord, continue to keep anyone that their spirit may be a little bit worried or just have a little doubt that your love and your mighty hand will not cease to amaze them if they just keep their mind stayed on you, Lord God. And Lord, continue to allow them to know that you sit high and you look low, God, and that you are forever, forever, always there, Lord God, and you're an on-time God. And I just thank you, Lord God, for just touching all those that hear my voice, Lord God, those that are connected with me, Lord God, in a mighty way, Lord God. Lord, to send your angels to camp around about them, Lord God, and to touch them in a mighty way, Lord God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Great day, everyone. Natasha Allen here with Nurture by Natasha, here to help you to cultivate that healthy lifestyle while taking time to put the mask on you. What a great, great day that it is. And so today I wanted to talk with you and share with you about, you know, just life. Oftentimes when we go through life, you know, nobody has really told us about the road and how the road's going to be not so easy along the way. I remember, you know, as a child, you know, you would play and you would definitely have no worries. Mama and daddy would do every single thing along the way. And then you would have your great grandma, for those of us that has been fortunate to meet our great grandma, you know, they instill so much wisdom along the way. And even those that, you know, may not be a biological grandmother, but, you know, I remember songs like Reverend James Cleveland that, you know, my grandmother would play, or songs that you would hear around the house of, you know, I'm not tired yet, and all of those other things. And so as we begin to grow and really stay rooted in our Bibles and along our journey, you know, we know that along this journey, we can't give up. And oftentimes you really want to throw in the towel and you really want to give up sometimes, right? And sometimes the days can get really cloudy and you don't really see the sunshine gleaming through. But, you know, in the midst of me really reading and keeping my sword sharpened and reading and staying in my word, and oftentimes I find that, you know, you can't always go to the apps on your phone. Sometimes you got to really open up your Bibles, dust out the cobwebs, and really get into the pages and feel the words that are on there and highlight them and make your notations. And so in life, you know, we make notations of other things. It may be your grocery list. It may be, you know, things that you need to get that you need not to forget, of doctor's appointment and things of that. And so I find it really interesting that, you know, many of us, we don't open up our Bibles or even have one. And so I find it really intriguing of the words. And when you really begin to dive in and how it takes you to different parts of the Bible to help precept upon precept to tell you what it is that God was really saying back over 2,000 or so more years ago. And so I just, you know, just love how it's just written. It's the best novel that you could ever read. And so in the midst of reading Psalms 37, it says, I have been young and now I'm old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. And so when I think of that, of just knowing that, you know, we don't have to beg God for anything. He already knows what it is that we need, right? Along the journey of, you know, even when sometimes, you know, he hasn't brought you this far to leave you. And sometimes, some days it can seem like you're on this journey all alone. And so in the midst of just continuing to hold into his unchanging hand is super important. And so I want to encourage you on today to don't give up and definitely to keep the faith. And faith is one thing that I always, you know, hold on to near and dear because, you know, it's that Wi-Fi that you don't see. And it's something that even when days when you want to really fall apart and really throw in the towel, it's his amazing grace that truly has brought us this far. And when you really look back of his grace and his mercy, and not even just the grace and mercy that he spares on our life, but on those around us, right? We can see his working power and those that have been around us in our journey. We can see how he helped Moses to part the Red Sea. And even in the midst of Adam and Eve, of going way back to the book of Genesis, and just how, you know, Eve got Adam to eat the apple. And even in the midst of, you know, they could have given up, even though they didn't knew that they were naked at first. And then to know that they were naked, you know, they began to, you know, be the mother and the father of the earth to create and multiply, right? To be fruitful and multiply. And it's so many wonderful passages that are along the way in the Bible of people that just didn't give up. Just look at the woman at the well. She didn't give up, right? She could have been tired of trying to really, before she got to the hems of his garment, of I'm sure back then it wasn't the smooth paved road and things like that. And I'm sure her knees, even with her dress or her garments that may have been long, she was still on the ground of trying to touch the hems of his garment. Even with Lazarus, of him trying to see or couldn't see, so to say, and just wanted to be touched. And as God took and spat in the dirt and put that mud together and put it on his eyes so that he could see, you know, he could have really given up of when, you know, he was passing through the town. It's so many different parables that are in the Bible that are so astounding to me. And so as you begin to go throughout your week, go throughout your journey, go throughout your month, you know, definitely take some time to read. I love the book of Psalms, right? I love the book of Psalms. And, you know, it's just the Lord of Avengers that are just all in there. And so, you know, when you read the book of Psalms, it's just really, really just like, wow, it's a powerful read, as well as just learning about different things in the Bible. And so I'm grateful to know that in verse 28, it says, for the Lord loveth judgment and forsake not his saints that are preserved forever, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. And so, you know, in the midst of the things that we do throughout our life, you know, he will cut some things off, some things that we, you know, once may have been joyful of and things of that nature. And in the midst that, you know, he don't judge us, but I'm grateful to know that, you know, he nurtures us and send things in our life. And some things don't feel so comfortable in the midst of the way that he gets us to get our attention, to get us back on the right path. Some of us, we never get back on the right path. But sometimes, you know, he has to cut us off to allow us sometimes to fail. And so that's the same with, you know, of being a mom or a caregiver or, you know, that guardian of sometimes, you know, mama tells you things and, you know, you feel that you know it all on your own. And so, you know, as I reflect on my life of now being a mom, it was some things that my mama had told me. And, you know, of now being a mom of my own, you know, it's challenging at times. And so, you know, not giving up at all and keep pressing forward. You know, it's going to be some hurdles in life and some things that we go through. But just as the woman that sang the song of, you know, the James Cleveland song that, you know, that stated that she don't feel no ways tied. He brought me thus far, but he didn't bring me this far to leave me. And so, you know, it's going to be some hurdles and some things in our life. But the real test of the matter is if he really showed us all the blueprint of what it is that was ahead, right? Of all the twists, the turns, the jumps, the leaps, the hurdles, and all the things, the tests and the trials, and even the tribulations, and even the loss of some people along the way, whether good or bad, you know, will we really keep going on to know that there's a prize at the end? And so oftentimes we look at things in the natural eye and not always in a spiritual eye. But, you know, as I stated, oftentimes, you know, we wouldn't keep going. We wouldn't keep going if we knew what everything was going to be like all the way down the road, right? And so in the midst of that little old woman that sang that song, you know, of the lessons of being an older, you know, African-American woman, I'm sure she had a lot of hard times along the way, but she knew that whatever had happened in her life, that the Lord would not leave her. And so oftentimes, you know, I always speak of faith because, you know, it is the faith that really keeps us. And it's His grace and mercy that brings us through. And so even sometimes we have to cease from anger in the midst of some of the things that we do. And sometimes He keeps bringing us back to things because we haven't learned the lessons of the things that He really wants us to learn. And so He may send someone to nurture you along the way that's going to spoon feed it and give it to you. And sometimes we miss the signs, right? Can you attest to that? That sometimes we miss the signs of what it is that He's trying to tell us in the midst to get us to where it is that He wants us to be. And so, you know, we just have to really be mindful of that. And in Hebrews 13:5, it says, "Be always remembered, for the Lord, He has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake you." And so even in different books of the Bible, as I was studying, you know, He tells us over and over and over again, and that He's merciful and He lendeth, you know, His seed is blessed. And so He'll continue to keep blessing you if you keep your hands inside of His hands throughout all the things that you go through in your life. And so just continue to keep pressing on, even in the midst of the things that's going on. And so what are you going to do along your journey? What are you going to do along your journey to really get through the rough times? And it's really, you know, what it is that you really do. And so oftentimes we forget when we are in our tests and in the midst of the things that we do is to really, really to pray sometimes. Sometimes we forget to pray. We, you know, we fuss and we say some things and, you know, we get bent out of shape and get stressed. Yes, we all are human, right? And so it's super important to know that, you know, even in the midst of sometimes going through chemotherapy, even in the midst of sometimes not getting such a great report at work and all of that. And so it's important. And so, you know, God has sent Moses to be delivered, to lead them out of all of the slavery that they were in. And so, you know, Moses could have given up. Just think of all the people in the parables of the Bible that could have really given up and how life would be totally different today. Right. And so we can learn a lot from the different people along the way. Like I said, you know, when he parted the Red Sea, he could have said, you know, you want me to go through that? But he proceeded to go on. He kept the faith and he continued to go on, even in the midst of with the burning bush of everything. And, you know, with his rod that turned into the serpent And, you know, it's so many things, you know, in the Bible that, you know, they could have just said, no, this is just not for me. Even though some did say that, but they had the faith of just knowing, right? Pharaoh had also had a change of mind in allowing them to go free. As hard as Pharaoh's heart was. And, you know, even though he was deceived, and I believe the young lady was maybe his daughter or someone that had found Moses when he was a baby. And because, you know, it just really brought it to that, you know, he had to be somewhat of the same complexion to really blend in with his family of when he wanted to kill all of the boys that, you know, was around. And so Moses grew up with him, and then to later on to unharden his, well, how God unhardened his heart to really take the people out of bondage. And so Pharaoh had changed his mind about allowing them to go free, and he was pursuing them after, you know, with his army. And so, you know, when you really look back at the different stories and how everything just unfolded and how you read it and you're like, oh man, this is really, really deep. And then to have the victory in the end. And it's the same way with our own lifestyles, right? And if everything was so hunky-dory along the way and so glitz and gleam, then, you know, life would be really perfect, right? There wouldn't have to be a hell or, you know, the things of the torments that goes here on earth for the things that we see when we turn on our televisions or even when we turn on the radio. And so as you go through life, just know that you're not in this journey alone, right? I look at life as, you know, we're a frog and there's lily pads along the way. And oftentimes we get so caught up in the harmony of what's going on and everything's going great and life is just so grand. But at times that lily pad is just not going to hold us anymore, right? It's time for us to grow, to get out of our comfort zone, to grow. And sometimes we just got to take that leap and go on to the next stage. Sometimes you may not always jump and leap and land on that next lily pad. Sometimes we may get wet along the way. Sometimes we may get splashed in the eye and it may blur our vision. But still in the midst, you know, you can't give up. You got to keep on going. And so, you know, all of us know that our adults, that adulting is really something that's not easy at all. Life is not easy. But, you know, with God, he will truly, truly make things possible for you along the way. And so just continue to stay rooted in your word and continue to just stay close to his unchanging hands. And if we have any youth that are definitely listening and tuning in, you know, definitely. Even when the children of Israel were being led out of Egypt in bondage into the land of milk and honey to the promised land, you know, I'm sure, you know, they probably was like, you know, wow, are we really getting out of bondage, you know, as long as they were in bondage. And so to get out and to just see that, you know, it was life beyond where they were, right? And so there's much more life in you. There's much more that you're here for. You're here for a purpose. And, you know, you're a piece of the puzzle to someone else's story, to someone else's history, a long life journey. And so we're all here for a purpose. And so we have to really dig in and find out what it is, our purpose. And with that of staying connected, opening up your Bibles and reading, and it will truly, truly, the words will truly come into formation to show you what it is that he'll have you to do. He'll speak to you in the midnight hour. He'll speak to you even at those times when you just, you know, just don't know. And sometimes it takes for us to be real dormant for him to really get the best out of us, right? And so if you just look at a pottery clay of, you know, it's just nothing but sand and all of that and all of these particles that's there. And so the same way with us of how he put water on us and molded us into these human beings that we are and then put a spirit in us all. And so it's super important to know that you were formed for a reason. And so many of us in life, we may know, and some of us, we probably will never know. But in the midst of just keeping your mind on him and just staying rooted, you know, he'll send the right people along the way. It may be a person that can come up to you and, you know, say some things that you have been praying about, some things that you just don't understand in life. Like I said, we all have a piece of the puzzle, and you just never know what form or fashion it's going to come in, or even just confirmation of just sitting in church on Sunday, or maybe even something that I have said. And so through life journey, you know, when you begin to stay rooted, it's like he'll remove the cataracts off your eyes to really see with the spiritual eye. It's a lot of things that we're not going to be able to see with the natural eye. And just staying rooted of knowing how to really utilize the scriptures in your life, right? They are there, the basic instructions before leaving earth. It's all written. And so it's a matter of time of our maturity in the midst of growing in the midst. And he'll nurture you along the way. It's like, you know, we start off as babies. As babies, you know, you can only just drink formula. And then you progress on to drinking milk. And then in the midst of keep going on, then you get the meat that you can be able to chew and digest and do some other things along life's journey. And so, you know, just continue to stay rooted and, you know, write the words, inscribe the words on your heart. And that way, when those tough times come, even when your faith gets a little bit dim, even sometime when the light get a little bit weary, even sometime when you can't speak life into yourself, to know that he's there, even through songs, right? The book of Psalms. And even through music. Music is very healing and very touching and very soothing. And to know that, you know, just pick up the book and just read it and just hear about the stories and the things. And sometimes, you know, we want to pick up other people's crosses along the way and not knowing all that it took for them to put the cross, the cross, that T on that cross, of all the things that it may have took. And oftentimes we look at people for whom we think that they are, but not really knowing the makeup of all the things that they have gone through. And so we really have to stop of just comparing and just knowing that you are uniquely and wonderfully made, and you're that way for a reason, right? We all have different fingerprints. We have different DNA and different facets. You know, we're made in his image, and we all have a piece of the body that comes together. And so that's why it's so great to fellowship and go to church. If you're listening and maybe, you know, church hurt or some reason of why you haven't been to church, you know, you're a piece of that body. And you just have to find what temple, right, to fit your temple inside of, because you are the church in the midst of your everyday livelihood of just living. And so hopefully this helps someone on today. And I pray that, you know, it will help you to grow in your Christian journey. And so my name is Natasha Allen, here with Nurture by Natasha, here to help you to cultivate that healthy lifestyle while taking time to put the mask on you. And definitely listen to the melodies of the song, and hopefully it touches you in a mighty way. You can also follow me on Facebook at Nurture by Natasha VIP page, as well as on Instagram at Nurture by Natasha. Take care and have a blessed, blessed day.
What she said.
Nobody told me
that the road would be. I don't believe he brought me this far to leave. Oh, why don't y'all sing it?
No!
Can I get a witness here tonight? Yes, sir. I don't know about you tonight, but I've been running for Jesus a long time. And there's something about walking with him. Hallelujah. Every day gets sweeter than the day before. And for some reason, I don't mind the pitfalls. Because every time I get to one, he's right there. Good God Almighty. And I can say just like that old mother said that night. I don't feel no waste of love. I've come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me that the road would be easy. Well, I don't believe he'd bring me this far and just leave me. I'm gonna say it one more time. I don't feel no waste time. Sing it for me, Keith.
Come to far, Lord, where I saw,
where I started from. I don't believe he'd bring me through all the things I've come through. I've been sick, but God brought me. I've been in trouble, and God brought me. I've been friendly. I don't believe he break me all this way. But he don't leave me, Jesus. Don't leave me, Jesus. Don't leave me, Jesus. Don't leave me. Thank you.
produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.